hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday with my favorite model and friend, Ashley Alexis.
Hi, Dr. K.
Hi, after a long time. Has it been 4 or 5 years since I've seen you?
No, but that's when I started to see you. So it's been 2019 because 2020 was just a total mess. So
total mess. Well, tell everybody what you do, who you are.
I am a model, entrepreneur, Jill of all trades. I am 30 and I am all about skincare and self-love and just doing what makes you happy.
Body positivity. And she's so modest. She was just like top 10 finalists for Sports Illustrated last year.
That was amazing. That was the best moment of my whole entire life.
Like, so you walked the runway, right?
Yes. And I did it in my swimwear.
So, your own line. Yes. What's the name of your line?
Alexis. And that was probably the highlight of my whole life. Everything else is just downhill. So, because nothing will ever.
Oh, the wedding. You forgot the wedding, the honeymoon.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's great and all. But I mean, like, my baby that I built, like, was on stage for Sports Illustrated as a petite plus size model. Like, it was just like all these things all at once. It was, I wish I could have just bottled it up and then.
It's so glorious, like, to envision you as a teenager or adolescent growing up, not feeling the super prettiest, like all of us feel awkward as teenagers, but also being shorter. And then let me give you a visual. She's super gorgeous, full figured, lovely. And I think that she's one of the most important body positivity role models that I know, because you look at her and you don't even think about body. You just see vibrance, energy, smile, and beauty.
Well, thank you. I mean, that definitely means a lot because, I mean, you see so many different types of people. And, I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, I think that you have to be happy, like, in your head before you're happy, like, in your, like, with your physical self, because mental health is just as important, if not more, than physical.
True, but it's so tied in. And girls these days have so much pressure to make themselves look good. Social media is. It's mental health right there. It's poison.
I try and just remind people social media is not real. It's like your favorite television show. You know, that's not real. Mm-hmm. It's just there for entertainment, and social media has to be treated the same way. We all have our insecurities. We all have days where we don't like what we look like. So, you know, we'll Facetune here, Photoshop there, you know, and especially being a model with the brands that I work with, I don't really have a say mm-hmm. in how I'm photoshopped. So it is what it is. It's part of the industry. But you just have to realize, like, stop comparing yourself to these people that don't actually exist in real life.
Comparison is the thief of joy, that whole quote. Mm-hmm. Of like, the more you compare, the less you enjoy what you actually have.
Right. I mean, of course, you know, growing up, if you had curly hair, you wanted straight hair. If you had straight hair, you wanted curly hair. It's kind of that times a million because of social media, and you see all these people living these luxurious lives and you're like, why aren't I doing that? Chances are they aren't either. And I mean, listen, yes, Dr. K, I love you and you say how beautiful I am, but yeah, I am able to get work done in order to maintain my youthfulness. I think that that's really important too, is that a lot of women are like, why doesn't my jawline look like that? Why aren't my features this prominent? Mm-hmm. You know, you see, you know, the fox eyes, you see the high cheekbones, you see mm-hmm. the sharp jawlines, and girls are always like, what's wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with you. Speaking as a model, I'm keeping up with what keeps me in a job of doing exactly what I love to do. Plus, I don't mind staying looking like I'm 25 forever. So, but it's really important that women realize that we don't wake up like this. We don't look like this every day. It takes a village.
And also sometimes we want to rip it right off. Like, you know, today when she walked into my office fully made up and full glam makeup, and the first thing she wanted to do was like, give me a makeup wipe. I got to rip off these lashes and everything.
Yeah,
I'm like that too. I can't handle too much makeup.
Well, the big thing is that I love, like, just how flawless some of my clients make my makeup. And I'm like, I don't actually look like this, so let's just take this off as soon as possible. Because sometimes, like, even I can get, you know, drawn out as to, why don't I look like that without makeup? You know, I mean, even your most confident people all have those moments. And I am definitely part of that.
I feel bad for the 20-year-olds of today, because that is an age where you're particularly self-critical. Even though, like, if I could tell my 20-year-old self, I'd be like, girl, love your 20-year-old self. This is the prettiest you're ever going to be. the most gorgeous, like, just be nice to that girl, because absolutely, by the time you're 30, 40, 50, like, it just keeps changing and morphing, and 20 is like kind of your ideal age. So be kinder.
20 is good.
Yeah, be kinder to yourself and like
wear your SPF. Seriously. If I could tell my 20-year-old
an eye cream,
please get out of the tanning bed, stay out of the sun, use spray tan, and wear the SPF. Like, oh, that would be, and buy Bitcoin. Those would be the things that I would tell myself.
Bitcoin, that's a good one. Go to school.
Yeah. Get an education.
Don't rely on men.
Oh, yes, no.
Or women.
Never rely on someone to take care of you. You got to take care of yourself.
Have a separate bank account.
All these things. Yes. Right? Love that. Yep. I'm a full believer in, like, listen, what you work hard for, you should fully take full control.
What's mine is mine. What's ours is mine. That's how it should be.
I'm not sharing my shoes. So.
I think that's so important that people learn to, like, take risks when you're young and don't hold yourself back because you think your face has to be perfect. I see so many girls are like, oh, I can't date, I'm so ugly. And then you look at the pictures they're DMing and they're super cute and very nice, very normal. And
it's
like,
just like I said, they compare to what they see on the internet, and what is on the internet isn't even real. I mean, yeah, of course, you'll find someone that hit the genetic lottery every now and again, like, yeah, in real life. But at the end of the day, most likely we all have some Botox. If someone says they don't have Botox, ask them to raise their eyebrows, see if anything happens. And, you know, everyone always keeps saying, well, if you get Botox, you get fillers, you're going to change your look. And it's like, that's not the point of it. Mm-hmm. The point of it is to accentuate your features and, you know, hide the things that you want to hide. Like, for instance, you know, I have like a little bump in my nose and I wanted to hide it. So I'm not necessarily changing my face. I'm just masking a little something.
Optimizing. It's optimization, yeah, of your facial shape and drawing out your best feature and minimizing your least favorite feature. It's all fine. So I'm so glad that we're morphing into a society that doesn't judge aesthetic, yeah, procedures anymore. Now it's just very commonplace, and absolutely, it should be. It really is just self-identity maintenance, attractiveness, yeah, maintenance.
I just think it's all about honesty too. You have, yeah, to, if you're going to be an influencer or anything like that, you need to be honest, because
damn J-Lo and her olive oil, because that is just like that, disingenuous.
I mean, excuse me, that pissed me off. Like, how you are incredible. Yes. I just want to know what the secret is so I can follow along in the footsteps.
Love you with your wrinkled, flawed, right, gray-haired, whatever you are, J-Lo, but I love her to death. But it's just, you're a woman of power and your voice, yeah, matters. And to tell ladies, seriously,
no,
and to tell ladies that you just look good because they don't look good because they don't, yeah, have olive oil. I mean, it just was painful to hear that.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's frustrating because it's still taboo. I mean, I get a lot of crap when I'm open and honest about what I've done. And I'm like, listen, you didn't know that I had it done, and it's because I have it done. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think that that's the big thing too. And a lot of women don't want to be open about it because they're nervous about the backlash that they're going to get. But, yeah, if their opinions aren't paying your bills, then you better not worry about it, because you just need to be unbothered. And
so true. And be honest and be true. Like, share your secrets with your girlfriends.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yes. Like, what are your top tips for being confident? Like, when you're not feeling confident, or let's say you're going to the beach and you feel like you're not in the best body shape, but you want to go out there and just enjoy. Like, how do you just let go of that inhibition that makes you feel like, oh, I got to hide under a towel?
Honestly, like, some days you will have that day. And it's like, it's okay to have bad days. But Let that be that day, and then you're going to fall asleep and you're going to wake up and you're going to, you know, you're going to go on to a fresh mindset. Like, you never have to redo that day again. You're never going to have to redo that mindset again. And I think that that is something that really helps me. It allows me to feel what I feel because it's valid, and know that I'm better than that. And, mm-hmm, all right, let's get up and put a move on it. You know, being confident doesn't happen overnight. And
well, what about like modeling tips? Like, you're going to the beach and you want to get things to glow and stay in place and, ooh, like, sit firm and,
oh,
cute.
Yeah. I mean,
now
like,
what should I do? Like, practical, really practical.
I really love like an SPF mix with like a tinted, like a, not a body oil, because you don't
sunless
want
sunless tanner.
Yeah, like a sunless,
like,
tanner.
Mine that's coming,
yes,
out soon.
Just like a little bit of a bronzer. You mix it with SPF, and you, like, sometimes I'll highlight it on like the muscles in my legs. You know, just like a little extra right there. Just something that like gives me like a little pep. You know, something that someone else probably won't notice, but it's just enough for me. Again, you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for
anyone. Manicure, pedicure, so you feel like your toes.
Listen,
are cute.
I live at my pedicure place. I swear, like, that is my self care,
yes,
once a week.
And maybe like a little lacy thing that you throw
Yeah, I mean, I think that women really need to tap into the fact that they need to be happy and it has nothing to do with anybody else. Mm-hmm. And once you get over that hump of not worrying about what people look at or what people say, you live your life. I know, but
even my 20-year-old gorgeous daughters are like, oh, I hate my legs. I'm not going to wear shorts this whole summer. I'm like, what do you tell those people?
Okay. Is it when you're 80 and, you know, sitting there in a nursing home playing bingo, is it really going to matter when you think back to your 20s and you're going to be like, wow, I would just wish that I wore the damn shorts. You know, it's like, it's if it's not going to matter in a year, then just do it. I mean, if it makes you feel good, just do it. I understand that it's so much easier said than done. But as soon as like you tap into that and you just get into the effort mindset, your life begins like to the fullest.
It's true. Life begins when you stop caring what people think so much.
I mean, being an influencer, you know, everyone thinks that they're entitled to their opinion. Everyone thinks that they can treat you like you're not human. Mm-hmm. Like you're not entitled to feel anything. But like, okay, at the end of the day, I have feelings, I have emotions just like everybody else. And I have days where I'm not confident and I have to get up and put on the laciest lingerie to get photographed in to be put on a box. And I'm just like, okay, you know what?
She wears some racy stuff too. Oh my God, some very, very racy lingerie. And it must be hard when you're not feeling in the mood.
Absolutely.
My God.
I mean, it's definitely.
You have to like turn on the sexy.
Yeah, it's like garters and, you know, all these little things and things that, you know, sometimes make me feel like a sausage in a casing. I mean, that's kind of the best way that I can explain it. But at the end of the day, I'm thinking like, wow, like I'm not doing this just for me. I'm doing this to show that you can even do this on your worst days, on the days that are the hardest, on the days where you don't feel so sexy. But then others look at you like, wow, I can do that too. And that's really my big motivation, is that like...
Modeling is hard. I did not realize that.
Standing in heels all day, sucking it in is not easy.
Fun, like show your angles. And she told me she wore 90. She had to wear 80 outfits today. 80. 80.
Yeah.
I would pass out.
I mean, it was...
I go to the fitting room and I try on 4 and I'm like, I'm exhausted. Let's go get a soda.
Like I said, it takes a village. I have a whole team that, I mean, changes my panties if I have to. It's wonderful. But yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. It's not just standing there and looking pretty. I definitely want women to feel what I'm feeling in that moment of, wow, I feel good in this. Wow, okay, you can look like this. You can look good. You can, and it's not look like this as in have my body. It's look like this as you are confident with legs. So.
Well, you're amazing. I hope that women out there will check out your page and look at her beautiful bathing suits that are great for every size figure.
Yes, we are actually the most inclusive USA-made swimwear brand.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Inclusive in terms of all different sizes.
Yeah, so we go from an A to an L cup for tops and L. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we start at a small and go to a 5X, all true to size. We just started offering one pieces, tankinis, half tankinis. I mean, you name it, we got it. It's all coverage options, you know, so you can just tap into yourself and what makes you feel best.
And things that are cute and sexy too, yes. Not like frumpy big.
Yeah, no, I mean, my brand is all about the customer. I literally, like, I don't follow trends. I follow what the customer wants because that's what's going to make them happy. That's what's going to make them want to put on the swimsuit. And, you know, our slogan is beauty is not a size. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, we are fully confident we will have something for you that will support you and make you feel good.
That is amazing. Well, your skin is looking gorgeous and flawless. I can't wait for you to get back on my skincare.
I know. I just started.
What were your favorites in our lives?
Oh, the little blue bottle of heaven. That's what I always called it.
Blue hydration serum.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely. Amazing. Like, I put it on my lips, too, and it just, like, gives them a little oomph.
A little juiciness.
Yeah.
Yes, and vitamin C serum is so good for brown spots. I notice you have a little bit of photo damage going on from the sun.
Yeah, I need a good IPL. Definitely need a good IPL.
Next time you come, some microneedling. So, full face numbing, and then we'll microneedle and kind of get that whole, instead of facials, I definitely recommend a microneedling. It's like 550 small titanium needles all over the entire face. You don't even feel it because they vibrate so fast. Mm-hmm. And each little micro injury is a focus of collagen stimulation.
Perfect.
And we'll do stem cell growth factor on top of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was always the best. It was like a nice cooling.
Yes. And that soaks right in and, you know, everything we do to grow collagen maintains us. So
yes, it's all about collagen. After 30, that's all. Just give me the collagen. Exactly. Just give me it. That's all I want. What do you want for your birthday? I want collagen. What do you want for Christmas? Give me collagen.
Wouldn't that be nice if you could just get it that way? Well, you can try my collagen powder, but well, you're looking fabulous. I'm glad you're maintaining and staying happy and healthy and well. And it's good that COVID is nearing its close.
Oh, thank God. Just get vaccinated, people. Let's get this over with.
Seriously.
Oh, I just want to like go to a concert and hear live music and see people smile and
hug the person next to you.
I will never take hugs for granted again.
That's been maybe the hardest part of COVID. Yeah. That whole for beginning where you feel like you couldn't hug people. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. And now the end, now this part where it's awkward to hug people still.
Yeah, it's like, wait, do I take my mask off? Do I leave it on? I don't want people to think that I'm like an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, exactly. California's about to open up. How about where you live?
So I'm from Boston. So they actually just opened up and I was walking into a supermarket and that was like a mask thing. I was like, okay, wait, do I need, okay. Yeah. And then people are like looking at me like, what's wrong with this girl? And I'm like, sorry guys, I'm new here.
Exactly.
But yeah. Well, if you're sick, wear a mask. I mean, that's it.
It's probably better while we travel anyhow. Like, right. You start to think, like, why didn't we do that in the first place?
Yeah, I'm not against it. I mean, how many people got a cold last year, you know?
Yeah. It's like actually, we were all pretty healthy last year, except for those of us who got really sick. But
I got COVID.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I lost my sense of smell for about 3 weeks. I actually got it from my LASIK office.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't leave the house since March, and I was like, okay, I'm turning 30. Let's give me some new eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. About 4.5 days later, I was like, I can't smell the hand sanitizer. Oh my God, no.
Seriously.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. But
well, you have your antibodies now.
Yep, and I'm vaccinated.
There you have it.
Yep.
Well, it's wonderful to see you again. You. Those of you who didn't get that body positivity messages, be confident, fake it till you make it.
Basically,
put yourself out there.
Yeah. Just you got to do it because you don't want to look back when you're old and say, I wish I did.
And don't forget the sunscreen.
Yeah, SPF. Jeez. There's so many people that I see that like have like a 10-step skincare routine and then they won't wear the SPF. Like, what?
What's the point?
It's a waste of money.
Yeah, really literally 90% of your sun damage, 90% of your aging is sun damage. Yeah. So if you can eliminate 90% of aging with that one step, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Wear it in the house. Wear it during the day. Wear it during a rainy day.
Wear it going to work.
Yes.
Just foggy day, rainy day.
Unless it is pitch blackout and you see the moon in the sky, then wear your SPF.
So great to see you again. I'm really excited for you to go back to, you know, modeling and doing everything full force. And everybody check her out. Where can people find you on your handles?
At Ash Alexis with 2 S's because I have a little extra pizzazz.
She's
yeah. And you can just find me searching Ashley Alexis with 2 S's.
And your bathing suit line is?
Alexis with 2 S's.
There you
go. Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And don't forget to check out some of our videos. We'll show Ash's gorgeous liquid rhino cheeks and jawline and chin. And that's where you'll find our skincare. And soon, Sunless Tanner, coming soon.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Thank you.
That's it for now, guys. Stay confident and beautiful. Bye.